Hello everyone and welcome to another IA Unboxed cast. We have not done one of these in a while. That means that we have not had new tech in a while, which is entirely too sad and does not need dwelled upon. Anyway, welcome to another IA Unboxed cast. We're going to leave that alone. My name is Aaliyah. I am your host for this evening, and today I am here with Mr. Michael Dweez.
Hello.
Not Michael Dweez, Allison Hartley. Gotta make fun of you. Folks, if you listen back to the HomePod unboxing, you will get that joke. Also, or not the HomePod unboxing, but the Outtakes show. It was from the HomePod unboxing. Anyway, also with me is Miss Chelsea Page.
Hello.
And Mr. Scott Van Gorp.
Hello.
All right. Today, we are going to be unboxing the third generation Amazon Echo Dot. And I have it here, and the first big thing we notice is that it comes in a box. An actual box, not the envelope and weird plastic packaging that the second gens came in. So it's an actual box. Michael, can you describe it?
Sure. So the box is...
square.
It's square. A round thing in a square box.
Well... If the box were round, it wouldn't be a box anymore.
Right. The box is blue.
Blue?
It's a white Echo Dot. They don't describe it as white. I don't remember the color that they say.
Sandstone.
Yeah, sandstone. But it's white, guys. There is some text on it. It says... Well, there's a lot. Or it says, add a lady... to, looks like, any, room, I believe. And there's a lot more text, but that's the gist of it. It says Amazon and a lot of different things on each side. But it's a box, it's not quite an Apple-esque box.
No, not at all.
But it's better than a bag.
Yes,
for sure.
Certainly.
And here it is to Aaliyah to open it up.
All right.
She's doing...
Go ahead, Chelsea.
I was going to say, So if we were unboxing a second gen Echo, it would be more like an unbagging or unenveloping, not an unboxing, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
You know... That would sound terrible to say if it was a unsacking.
Oh! All right.
Oh,
let's move on. So the first thing in the box is the Dot. And you'll notice when you pick it up that it's slightly heavier than the older Dot. And it is wrapped in plastic. I'm going to go ahead and pull the tab on the bottom. Take this out. Okay. So there are some marked differences between this and the previous Dots. Oh, that is not a micro USB port anymore, y'all. Whoa,
oh.
That is a round port. No more micro USB.
Not happy about that.
Ouch. No like. Me no like. No, no, no.
The reason why I don't like this is because if you are traveling, you have to have the same cable that goes with your Echo Dot.
You can't just bring any micro cable anymore. Darn, that's sad. That's now the proprietary port found on the larger Echoes. So that's one marked difference. There is a headphone jack. The bottom of the Dot is rubber, like the previous generations, and that's where all the similarities stop. It is a slightly larger hockey puck. As it were. Let's compare. I have the first generation Dot that Michael had. Yes, it is certainly wider across by a good bit, actually. Look at this, Michael. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a large difference.
I wonder how much taller.
It is. It's actually a bit thicker, too. Wow. Look at this. Underneath?
Wow.
Hold on.
Wow.
Yeah. See? This probably quarter of an inch thicker.
So I will say this. If you have a first or second gen dot, don't sell it, guys. Do not get rid of it. Use that as your travel companion. So if you travel, use your old dots.
See, now I have a tap, so that doesn't apply as much to me. But yeah, I could see what you're saying. Also, the sides of the dot are no longer flat. They're slightly rounded on both the top and the bottom of the side, and it's all speaker grill. It is fabric. There's the same little hole in the back for the two ports. And the top of the dot is very smooth. No more ring around the top. And
are we sure?
No more tactile ring. There are little lights. There are like four little lights, looks like, around the top.
Let me see.
Here. By each of the buttons, there's a dot. A little tiny...
I believe those are microphones.
Are they?
Yeah, I believe there's still a light ring.
It's just not tactile, like it used to be.
But I could see a small rim where it would look like there would be a light ring.
We'll have to see when I plug it in.
Also, while there are very good markings on this device, visually, it is very hard to see the symbols.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it is very tactile. Now, so the plus and minus for the volume is very tactile. The dot on the microphone button has always been tactile, and then the mute button also has a tactile symbol on it as well. So it's very, very tactile, and the top is actually rubber, I believe.
No,
is it plastic?
It feels. Only the bottom.
It feels kind of rubber. Nah, yeah, that's plastic. But. This new dot is definitely much more dense. So underneath the dot in the box, there is paperwork, cardboard, and power cable. So this is the same cable that comes with the larger Echo products. So the $99 second generation Echo, I believe the Echo Plus is also powered like this. There we go. It was a little interesting to pull off. And a rubber band. And the unfortunate bit is that means that we have a proprietary connector now. That's extremely unfortunate. I wonder what this means for the battery bases for the dots that do turn them into travel companions.
Well, for one thing, there'd have to be new bases.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pulling the plastic wrapping off the cube. Yep, see? Echo Cube.
Wow, and that's big.
It's big.
I don't like that.
It's an outlet hog. I'm worried about our power strip.
Wow.
That's huge. It is a total outlet hog.
It feels like there's still some plastic on the front.
You see?
Maybe not.
No. I got it all off. That's just writing on the top and then... Yeah, it's fine. So, I'm going to find a spot for this. Anybody have any comments while I'm plugging this in?
I find it interesting that the smaller of the Echo devices is now using the same type of power distribution that the main Echoes are. Why? It just seems foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they drive a lot more audio.
Yeah. In case you could not hear Michael, they are driving a lot more audio to the device.
And you'll hear that momentarily.
You will. Certainly. Oh, that's not gonna fit right there. Uh-oh. Ouch. That was Aaliyah's iPhone.
Oh, I'm glad it was in the case.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Thank gosh for cases.
Uh-huh. Alright, I'm gonna have to do some creative shuffling on this strip. Uh-oh. Those are the...
All of our internet is hooked up on the other side.
Oh, okay, so I'm not gonna unplug Wi-Fi if I do this?
I think.
Well, here she goes. I don't know what that was. Can you guys still hear us?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yep. Well, that wasn't the internet. I'm switching it back, hon. I'm moving it. Whatever this is, I think it might be the Logitech's. Our speaker system. Okay, now this should fit up there. I hope. Otherwise, we're gonna have a problem. No. Oh. No, it's too much of an outlet hog. It doesn't fit on the sides.
You know what's unfortunate?
What?
We may not be able to use that dot in that location.
That's terrible. That's just awful, because... Yeah. I mean... Yeah, there's no way I can make that work. The block is too big. It takes up too much space on the strip. That is highly unfortunate.
Here's the thing about this, though. We use this dot for hooking up to our speakers most of the time. And while this would be good for that, this thing almost doesn't need speakers.
All right, I found a spot on another power strip. Just for demo purposes, I'm going to plug this in. Woo! That's
wow!
Bright. Whoa!
So that light ring?
Yeah.
Is enough to need its own power supply. Because it generates as much light as the
That's why the block's
sun.
Bigger. Oh my goodness, that's bright, y'all.
Whoa.
That's bright.
Wow. All
right, let's see what she does when she boots. I need my phone, and now I don't know where it is. It fell. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's about as awesome as the HomePod initialization.
Hello. Your device is ready for setup. Just follow the instructions in your Alexa app.
That's a dot, folks.
That's a dot, yo.
That sounds like a full-fledged Echo.
It really does.
Yes. Whoa.
And for our viewers, how much did you say, Miss Leslie?
$30 right now. Chelsea's going to go buy one right now. Okay, so in order to set this dot up, you will need the Amazon Alexa app. So, I'm going to go ahead and open that. Yes, trigger words will be happening from now on, folks. If you don't want your devices activated, mute them. Open Amazon Alexa.
You'll need to unlock your iPhone.
I'm aware. Thank you.
Amazon Alexa. Speaking rate. Words. Speaking rate. 60%. A new way to manage devices, set up and control Alexa and smart home devices in one convenient place. Next, a new way to manage device. A new way to manage devices. Looking for your recent Alexa requests? Check out activity for updates related to your recent requests. Recipes, skill updates, movie show times, traffic, and more. Done. Looking for your recent Alexa.
Okay, there was an update to this app that I haven't taken care of. So
selected home Communication. Ask Alexa. Now playing. Settings. Tab. Now playing. Tab.
I'm assuming it's in the Alexa, settings tab.
Settings. Tab. Mm-hmm. 5 of 5.
They've add changed this app.
Tab plus to set up Alexa devices. Add new devices and groups. Add new devices and group. Menu. Button. Add a new device or group. Button.
Oh, this is much nicer. All right, let's. Is my speech rate okay, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Done. Button. Add device. Add group. Add device.
I'm going to go add device.
Tab. Help. Button. Setup. What type of device are you setting up? Popular brands. Amazon Echo. Button. Philips Hue. TP-Link Cast. Amazon Echo. Button. Setup. Choose a device to set up. By proceeding. You Echo. Echo Plus. Echo Dot. Setup.
I love that the C word speaker just activated with the word Echo Dot.
Which Echo Dot are you setting
up? Wow.
Third generation.
The what speaker?
Setup.
Microsoft speaker.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I find it interesting that you have to pick which generation of Dot you're setting up.
Select your Amazon Echo.
Yes.
When the light on your Echo device turns from blue to orange, mm-hmm. it is in setup mode. Don't see orange light? Available devices. Echo FFQ. Don't see your device? Echo FFQ.
What?
Setup.
What? Ooh,
that was just the pin on the device. What? What are you whatting about?
Well, that was in the Alexa app.
Yeah. Shut up, bathroom dot.
But how did it show it up in the Echo app?
What do you mean?
Well, if we're doing setup, wouldn't it have to connect to it through Wi-Fi?
Not yet. You had to pick.
Not yet.
You had to pick which one it sees. I believe. Or no. No, you didn't used to have to do that. Whoa, what is that?
It found it via Bluetooth.
Wow. I'm so used to.
Oh, my.
I'm so used to the, like, Google Homes and things setting up like that that it didn't even. It didn't even register in my brain. Wow, that's why you have to pick. They've done some serious overhaul to the setup process.
They found it via Bluetooth, which isn't a bad thing.
No, that's a really nice thing, because now I don't have to connect to the Echo with Wi-Fi anymore, which was one of the biggest freaking pain points of this entire setup, was that mess.
And this might make it more of a travel device.
Yeah. I might be buying one to take home for Christmas, smaller than my tab. No, Aaliyah does not need to buy it. No.
Metropolis.
Okay. Double tap.
I might take it home for Christmas.
Connecting your Echo Dot to Wi-Fi. YouTube. Now. This may take a few minutes. Connecting your Echo Dot to Wi-Fi.
Whoa, and you don't even have to enter
you
your...
don't have...
Wow.
Well, that was previously saved. It was previously saved to Amazon. That
oh, that
password
makes sense.
Was.
Yep.
But that's still powerful.
It's still a lot nicer than it used to be.
Setup.
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh,
your device is ready.
Your Echo Dot is now connected to Wi-Fi. Tap continue to begin customizing your experience.
What? Ooh.
Continue.
Customizing?
Setup. Do you want to connect an external speaker to your Echo Dot? You can connect your Echo Dot to an external speaker using Bluetooth or an AUX cable. Tap Use Echo built-in speaker to continue without connecting an external speaker. Connect AUX cable. Connect Bluetooth speaker. Use Echo built-in speaker. Setup. Where is your Echo Dot?
Oh.
To keep your devices organized, place your Echo Dot in a group. Your groups. Common groups. Kitchen. Dining room. Bedroom. Master bedroom. Family room. Living room. Living room.
Double tap that.
Den, office, bath, hall, lounge, base, garage, potty, backyard.
Patio.
Downstairs, up, setup. Where is your Echo Dot? To keep your devices organized, continue. Button.
Oh, there it is. Continue. Okay, I did have to touch that button at the bottom of the screen to keep it from looping.
Alexa, start my day. Alexa can automatically start a series of actions, like reading the weather or the news. Create routine. Set your location. Alexa, start.
I don't know that one.
Oh, jeez.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Book 2, 0H, 27 minutes. Selected.
Okay.
Communications. Select Harry Potter and...
Oh, okay. Okay, it's done. All right, so that was the most painless Echo setup ever.
Right?
Like...
Uh-huh.
All right, and now, guys, here's the test. What song should I use, hun?
Let's do a good bass test.
Yeah.
With Inferno.
Alexa, play Inferno by Mick Gordon.
Disco Inferno by 50 Cent from Aaliyah's Spotify.
No. Alexa, play Inferno by Mick Gordon.
Inferno by Mick Gordon featuring Little Females on Amazon Music.
Spotify didn't have it. No. Whoa. Turn the bass to 6. It's struggling. Hear how the sound is more full-bodied at a lower volume?
Yes.
Okay, this is a lower volume, but watch, if I turn it up, it's going to have trouble. Watch. Hear it struggle?
Yeah.
But if I bring it down.
Wow.
Stop. Yeah, not bad sound, and certainly a whole lot better than the previous DOT.
Would you say it's tap quality?
Can you go get it?
I'm not sure where it is.
On the bookshelf. Second shelf down. There should be one. There's one there, and there's one in the milk crate on top of the shelf.
This one was not plugged into anything.
No. I'm going to have to do something to it to give it some juice.
It's powering up.
Oh, is it? It may be completely dead. Or mostly dead. Can I have it?
Okay. I am disappointed that these were discontinued.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed about that. I mean, the tap's a nice little speaker.
The tap?
Yes, the taps are gone.
Wow. Yeah.
They're nice devices, too.
They are really nice little devices. I mean, they're really versatile.
It's still booting.
Yeah. They're very, very... I think this is your tap.
How do you know?
Because it doesn't have dog hair all over it.
I
kid you not, dog hair clings to these like nobody's business.
What doesn't dog hair cling to?
Ooh.
Wow.
That clips. The tap certainly gets louder. All right, they're side by side on the desk. Volume 5. Volume 5. Okay. Play Inferno by Mick Gordon. This is the DOT.
Inferno by Mick Gordon featuring Little Females, starting now on Amazon Music.
At volume 5. Stop. Here's the tap. Switch account.
Now in Aaliyah's account.
Oh, shoot. Switch account.
Now in Michael's account.
Play Inferno by Mick Gordon.
Inferno by Mick Gordon featuring Little Emails on Amazon Music.
Turn the bass to 6.
I can't control EQ on this device.
You used to be able to. It's quieter. Although I believe that the tap does get louder than the dot, but at volume 5, the tap is quieter.
But I feel like it does better with its bass.
Yes, because if I turn it up, it doesn't change the bass much.
Right.
But knowing that how little this dot is versus how big the tap is, funnily enough, well, the tap's a little heavier, but not by much.
The dot is wider.
Oh, yeah.
So you get a wider sound profile, but the tap is taller. So I think it shoots bass downward.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly a difference.
The new dot is to fill a room.
Yes.
Whereas the tap is better at making a good sound in a smaller space.
Yeah. The dot, I mean, it's a good new dot, and oh my goodness, the setup process is slick. I mean, it's a lot better than it used to be, and certainly if they ever came out with a new speaker of some sort that was priced similarly to the tap, that paired like the dot does, I would be much happier about traveling with it. But even maybe buying a battery base for that dot and traveling with it like that.
But you know, the other thing too is, think about it like this. We did this entire unboxing, we didn't enter 1Password.
No, we didn't, but we already had a Wi-Fi network saved. If we had not, we would have had to enter a Wi-Fi password.
But if you're adding this to your home network, you'll have the same experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a piece of cake. And so that's a quick unboxing of the Echo Dot 3rd Gen. That's a wrap.
Wow.
Quicker than we thought it would be.
Yeah, certainly.
Right.
Chelsea or Scott, you have any questions?
I'm amazed, honestly. For such a small device, it can really put out some... I mean, like I said, for the smallness and the price of it, oh my gosh. I mean, it did pretty good with that music that Aaliyah played.
I mean, you're not going to get Bose quality out of it. You're just not.
No.
That's no. But for $30 right now, or even for $50 when it goes back up, which Amazon runs promotions all the time, that's not a bad deal.
Now, here's one question that we really haven't
done. This device received an important update and will restart. It'll be ready again shortly.
Eek!
Thank you.
I don't want to hear that in the middle of the night. Just do that. Ugh.
Right?
Here's a question. How do you feel it stacks up against the Google Home Mini speaker?
Huh. Hey Google, volume 5. Hey Google, play Inferno by Mick Gordon.
All right, Inferno by Mick.
Much quieter.
Playing on Spotify.
I mean, but I am sitting further from it. But that's not bad. I feel like the Echo Dot may outclass it.
I think it does here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys, keep in mind that the Google Home Mini is across the room. Hey, Google, stop. The Google Home Mini is across the room from us. Okay. Clearly, I have messages. But I don't know. I feel like they might be kind of pretty equal by now. The Google Home Mini and the Echo Dot third gen. The Google Home Mini used to outclass the Echo Dot by a lot. And I mean a lot. But I don't think it's so much the case anymore. Those are just my thoughts.
Amazon's really stepped up their game here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jason and I were joking the other day. We were like, maybe Apple got a hold of Amazon and said, if you want to play Apple Music on your devices, you're going to have to make them sound better.
You know what? That's actually, I know that's meant to be a joke, but you know.
I'm not so sure that's a joke anymore. I mean, no, it's not going to outdo a HomePod. That's not what it's designed for. For what it is, it's impressive.
Well, And here's the thing. You guys out there have now heard a comparison of all three of the, all of the small speaker category. The Echo Dot first generation, the new Dot, the third generation, and the Google Home Mini.
No, it was the Tap that we played, not the first gen Dot.
Well, yeah, we did not play the first gen. But that can be heard on other podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And so you now have a good understanding of the differences between these sound profiles. So.
All right. Any final comments before we wrap this one up? Okay. Well, it has been a good show, folks. And now we're off to figure out power strip real estate.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Let's see if we can do it. Let's see if we can get it to play.
Alexa, play the latest episode of the IA cast.
Say that again?
Not you. Stop. You stop.
I don't know that one.
Stop. Bye-bye. Not you. Play the latest episode of the IA cast.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Here?
Try play the latest episode.
Play the latest episode of the IA cast on TuneIn. Play the latest episode of IA cast on TuneIn.
Getting the latest episode of Ya cast. Here it is from TuneIn.
We can play as much of this as we want.
Right?
Oh, the low end. Oh, the low end. Ouch.
Wasn't good?
No, it was not. It cried. About
that good statement.
Jeff Bishop. Hello, everybody.
Stop.
Hey, everyone.
So, there you have it. The low end kind of cried a little. But it's a small speaker. It's not going to be bassy. It's not going to be crazy. It's not going to thump itself off the desk.
It's almost like the Invoke.
No, the
when you
Invoke.
Get to the higher volumes, the low.
Yeah,
ends.
Well, when you get to higher volumes, the low bass drops. That happens on a lot of speakers. Bose does that. To some extent, the HomePod does that.
Yes.
It's just how a lot of speakers do things. Whitley says she likes the new Dot. Hey. Why don't you lay down? Down. Good. No. Down. Thank you. Rest. Good girl. Anyway, with that being said, that'll do it for this episode of the IA cast. Chelsea, where can people find you online?
people can find me producing content for iAccessibility, they can email me at chelsea@iAccessibility.net. They can find me on Facebook. Just search for Chelsea Page. Or they can find me on Twitter at PageBreak2018.
Inside joke, y'all. And Scott, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. Feel free to send me an email at scott@iAccessibility.net. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Scott Van Gorp. And you can search for me on Facebook. Just search for Scott Heidi Van Gorp.
All right. And Michael, where can people find you online?
Well, because we're in binaural, you can find me on the right, and you can find me on the left. Anyway.
Nicely done.
You can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at MikeDoise, that's MikeDoise, at iAccessibility.net. I am Mike Doise on Twitter. And on Facebook, just search for Michael Doise. You can also go to my website at MichaelDoise.com.
All right. And you can find me, Aaliyah Dudley, producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199. You can find iAccessibility all over the web. The best way to find us is just to do a search in your favorite search engine for iAccessibility. We're on Twitter at iAccessibility1, Facebook at iAccessibility, and several other social networks. We have a free iAccessibility app for iOS, and our IACast app is available for Android. You can listen to all of our podcast content on both of those apps. And if you'd like, head over to iAccessibility.net, and you can find our content there as well. And if you like what we do, please consider making a donation, either on the website or through Patreon. That's patreon.com/IACast.
And you can listen to us on your Echo devices through TuneIn. So just ask your A-Lady to play the latest episode of the IACast on TuneIn.
Yes, indeed. That'll do it for this episode of the IA Unboxed Cast. Go get your Echo Dot third gens and have some fun. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.
Copyright 2018, iAccessibility, LLC.